The Philadelphia Eagles won their game against the Los Angeles Rams yesterday, but they lost something much bigger. Carson Wentz, the team's star quarterback, tore his left ACL and will miss the rest of the season that seemed to have Super Bowl potential. Now the spotlight turns to Wentz's backup, a familiar face in the Philadelphia region, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
Back in 2013, Kevin Lancaster bought his first Eagles jersey.
It was probably my most unwise investment I ever made.
Unwise because the name on the back was Nick Foles. Back then, Foles looked like a rising star quarterback for the playoff-bound Birds. But the Eagles traded him a year later, and he soon became a journeyman.
Yep, it was the first jersey I bought, and I've been too embarrassed to make a similar mistake again.
Now the Eagles have a new rising star, Carson Wentz, and the best record in the NFL. Naturally, Lancaster was glued to the TV on Sunday.
I was watching the game wearing my dumb Foles jersey when it happened.
Well, nobody wants to see this. Carson Wentz is going off to get looked at.
Yep, my pajama pants and my Nick Foles jersey.
It turned out to be a prophetic clothing choice. The Eagles' backup quarterback is Nick Foles, who the team re-signed this year as an insurance policy. Now the former savior has to salvage this once promising season. But can he?
It's hard to see us getting all the way to the Super Bowl without Wentz, but man, I'd love to see it happen. I'm sure Nick Foles would, too.
Most fans, like Lancaster, are skeptical of Foles' ability. But at the very least, his jersey is in vogue, proving once again that fashion and quarterbacks are cyclical. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.